The latest Hollywood it girl, depending on who you ask, is 31-year-old Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o, or 24-year-old Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence. 21-year-old Shailene Woodley is an it girl, so is Elle Fanning, who's only 16. But what will become of their careers when they're older? The industry is notoriously young. Acting roles for women often dry up by the time they're 40. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco met up with one actress who's written a hilarious new book about turning 50.
We meet Annabelle Gurwitch at a hip coffee shop in the Los Feliz neighborhood of Los Angeles.
I'm 52, which is actually 82 in actress years. Being a woman over 50 in Hollywood, I could commit any crime with impunity because I'm completely invisible.
Gurwitch's new book is titled I See You Made an Effort, Compliments and Dignities and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50. The cover features a photo of frilly granny panties. Gurwitch writes about things many people her age can relate to.
I am going through menopause while my son is going through puberty. He has too many hormones. I don't have any hormones. He's mad at me. I'm mad at the world. You know, it's like clash of the hormones.
She complains about reading glasses and tweezers for those pesky chin hairs. She worries about getting tracked down by the AARP and receiving their complimentary pill container.
I really want to use it, but I'm afraid. It's like a libido killer.
At the home she shares with her son and husband, Gurwitch admits she's completely unaware of who the newest it girl may be. But then again, she says her book is not for younger generations.
If you tell people in their 20s about anything I'm writing about in this book, they can't hear it. It's like a high-pitched dog whistle only people over 40 can hear.
I know she's the funniest person ever.
Actress Amy Brenneman is a longtime friend who starred in NYPD Blue and Judging Amy and is currently on the HBO drama The Leftovers. Brenneman reads an excerpt from her friend's book, a chapter titled Marauding Through the Middle Ages.
Comparing where you were in your career at 30 to where you are in your career at 50 is not advisable in any profession, but it's especially a bad idea when it's midnight and you're emailing pictures to a Hollywood casting director to prove that you can easily pass for a middle-aged woman from the Middle Ages.
Brenneman is turning 50, and like Gurwitch, she says she's learned to produce her own interesting work.
It was a joke to me that Hollywood would provide me with a great role, and so I created it with Judging Amy. I mean, somebody who's funny and messed up and sexual and smart. Like, let's just see if we can do it.
These days, Annabelle Gurwitch finds herself having to audition for grandmother roles, and she aspires to play what she calls forgettable expositional roles like judges and generals that male actors with craggy faces get.
So maybe one day I will get to be in a uniform saying, Mr. President, there's been an incident in Sector 14.
When she started, fresh out of NYU, Gurwitch was cast as a 14-year-old Holocaust survivor. From avant-garde theater and off-Broadway, she started getting TV roles.
I was Betty White's secretary. I was Candace Bergen's secretary, Treat Williams' secretary. I played a lot of hookers on old shows like Miami Vice and The Equalizer. I was hookers.
Gurwitch graduated to playing attorneys on Boston Legal and Dexter. For 7 years, she co-hosted the TBS show Dinner and a Movie. She was hoping for a big break in a Woody Allen play, but
I saw that entire dream crumble when he said, don't ever do that again, not even in another play. And I thought, okay, this isn't going well.
So after Gurwitch got fired from the play, she turned the experience into a book and documentary about lots of people getting canned, canceled, downsized, and dismissed. In her new book, Gurwitch writes about being what she calls Hollywood adjacent, not only because she once lived next door to George Clooney and Sandra Bullock, but also because she's worked with so many actors who are now household names.
I live in the shadow of the industry that I once toiled in.
She says it's a youth-obsessed industry that only has room for a few older actresses.
It's just like corporate America, right? So Meryl Streep is like a CEO, Julianne Moore. So you do have some who are headlining things, and then everything else underneath that for women is just a couple of lines, and they don't want to pay you anything. So a lot of people have dropped out of the industry.
Gurwitch says supporting roles are few and far between for older actresses on film and in television. While her own experience has been in Hollywood, Gurwitch says a lot of her readers tell her they can relate.
You know, it is a business where when you get to be a certain age, having not attained a level of celebrity that others have. People will actually say to me things like, what happened to you? I thought you were really going to be something.
Writing about all this may be the best revenge. Annabel Gurwitch's book, I See You Made an Effort, is now on the New York Times bestsellers list. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.